Okie dokie, and we're back again in the second hour. And we've been covering in the first hour the aftermath of Trump's spectacular win against all the odds and the despicable behavior of the media. I mean, vile, deplorable hatred being pumped out and the facts being just kicked around like irrelevant opinions. And this has been going on, building up for years and years and years. But we're saying here, Trump miracle, deplorables take back America, leftist total freakout. Just one more article on this. It's the Health Ranger, Mike Adams again. Donald J. Trump will be the next president of the United States. The evil, demonic, mass-murdering Hillary Clinton has been defeated. This is a victory for all Americans, even the uninformed, ignorant morons who voted for Hillary. Notably, Natural News has consistently predicted that Donald Trump's victory for over a year, even while the entire lying leftist media insisted Clinton would be the victor. As I wrote recently, for almost a year I've been publicly predicting Donald Trump will win the election. Now, with the deep state turning against Hillary and damning evidence about to be leaked that will take her down forever, a Trump victory is more certain than ever. All across America, the deplorables, as she called them, have taken America back from the corrupt political elite. Phase one, absolutely. Celebrate your victory, friends and fans. We have defeated evil incarnate. That is not an exaggeration. There are hundreds of areas that were headed for disaster have now been held back. We have defeated hatred, bigotry, and extreme deception. Well, not exactly. We're just describing how bad the hatred is in the media. We have defeated deep corruption, cheating, lying, rigged polls, rigged news, rigged FBI decisions, and more. We the people, just as I promised yesterday, are taking our country back. Well, that's what we're here to do. That's what RBN and what John Stadtmuller set up Republic Broadcasting for. To do that, from my article, it said, we the people are taking back America from the lawless, corrupt, incompetent criminals running Washington and the media. Today, we as people are taking back America from the lawless, corrupt, incompetent criminals running Washington and the lying leftist media. We are going to start by rejecting Hillary Clinton and the entire corrupt political class, most of whom belong in prison, not in high office. Next, we are going to reverse the completely idiotic policies, executive orders. Boy, oh boy, those executive orders are disgraceful. And I have to refer to Dave Hodges and his Common Sense show on another network. He used to be on RBN, but he has produced outstanding work on exposing those executive orders. They're absolutely demonic. And I hope Trump has promised to tear them up, because all these out-of-control lettered agencies are using those executive orders to run riot in America on so many levels, including the courts. Next, we're going to, he says here in this article, we're going to reverse the completely idiotic policies, executive orders, and regulations of the lunatic leftists who have been running America into the ground for the last 8 years. This effort is going to begin by completely repealing the disastrous, unconstitutional, ill-conceived care fiasco, healthcare known as Obamacare. Well, the prices, I'm in the UK here, but it's doubling and trebling and quadrupling. It's a total disaster. Even while that's happening, we're going to turn off the lying leftist media and stop watching their state-run propaganda parading around as news. All the fake news on the mainstream media organizations, Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, MSNBC, The Huffington Post, are going to find themselves plummeting in the audience size as informed people reject deep media corruption. At this point, they're just thinking, Trump's relationship with Murdoch, and Murdoch finally did turn around Fox News in his favor, not from a bias, just reported him correctly. He has an ally in Murdoch and his massive media machine, and that will be a start. He said, well, if he lost, he was going to set up a news organization. I know it's already got Ted Turner set up CNN. When he set it up 25, 30 years ago, he said he hated news. We know he did set it up in tandem with the CIA to manipulate and cajole the American public. That was CNN was set up to do. Continuing this article, he says, be warned, Mike Adams, as I predicted, the markets are going to tank. and from etc. Well, we're on the precipice. What these Illuminati are going to do? They're going to crash the derivatives market and plunge Trump and the Western world into a shocking financial crisis. That is quite obvious. They're going to do that. But at least he has an ally in Putin, who the neocons were pushing Russia and Putin into World War III. They're absolutely disturbed. That is, the extreme right and the extreme left have merged into one disgraceful entity. It's called fascism, really. Today I've announced a red light alert, a warning. He's saying here, the big crash is likely to begin soon after the election, no matter who wins. If Trump wins, the stocks take an instant dive, reflecting. But he's writing this on the 9th of November. I've lost the plot. This is the last page, but that's pretty accurate stuff. And another one he's saying, later they love wins. Last night we struck a devastating blow against the establishment, acting in self-defense to protect our nation, our liberties and our constitutions. Never confuse that word liberal with liberties, libertarian. Today I declare love wins because it is... this is Mike Adams talking, because it is love for America that inspired us to collectively achieve this great victory. And he's saying here, like you and I, Donald Trump loves America. He loves it enough to risk everything, his business, his reputation, even his life, to fight for Americans, even when so many of those Americans have been hopelessly misinformed, brainwashed by corrupt leftist media to hate everything America stands for. He's using this phrase, love wins, in the next 10 paragraphs. Love wins when we protect our bodies and demand that immigrants follow the law, protect our borders, and demand that immigrants follow the law. My wife is an immigrant. She followed the law. He's married to somebody from outside the States. Love wins when we defeat a great evil. Hillary Clinton and her husband, her hundreds of co-conspirators, are the most evil, destructive, and corrupt people who have nearly seized total power in Washington. Stopping them in their tracks was a tremendous act of courage, love, and self-defense, he's saying here. And so this also happens to drain the swamp, which in my view means throwing the corrupt criminal political elite out of Washington and reforming government to finally represent interests. Well, they should make lobbying illegal, that no lobbying should be done in private. Everything should be public documents put through them, well, the so-called media, and the public can see what they're being canvassed or lobbied on. But otherwise, it's just PAC money and cash changing hands for legislation. They're buying the legislation, these multinationals. They've been doing it for 40, 50 years in America. Anyway, the swamp is so putrid and nasty that I have heard the EPA is going to announce that draining it will be an environmental hazard. Satire has its place. As it love wins when we eliminate Obamacare once and for all, a catastrophic failure that has caused immeasurable pain, suffering, and despair across the population. Obamacare has contributed to more job loss, more high stress, uncertainty, and more economic destruction than any single law in our lifetime. I believe in love wins when we have, well, apart from people losing their jobs and having to have three jobs just to survive. Love wins when we help Trump nominate U.S. Supreme Court justices who honor America's founding principles, including protecting the Second Amendment, which remains America's immune system against tyranny. And he's saying, using this phrase again, love wins when the lying, cheating, rigging, deceptive Democrats lose. The big message today, cheaters lose if we do not respect the law of the land and the process of democracy. Well, it's limited government in a constitutional republic is what he should be saying, but however, which the Democrats openly despised, open government democracy, they openly despise it, then we do not have a nation. The fact that democracy worked last night means that love for democracy has carried the day. And how many more of these guys? You got just four or five more. Love wins when we protect the lives of third-term babies living in the womb of their mothers. The despicable anti-human left has long pushed for the organ harvesting of living human babies that are partially born and then murdered for profit. That is what happens. If we love our children, we obviously cannot tolerate their deliberate murder. It's time to end late-term abortions and partial birth abortions and organ harvesting, which the delusional left still do not realize it is happening. Well, out of sight, out of mind. If they showed it on television, it would stop very quickly. says, love wins when we stop the hemorrhaging of the U.S. economy through horrifically bad trade deals that bled our nation's wealth. To protect and defend America, we must defend our economy. Love wins when we maintain a strong defensive military presence in the world, full of insane foreign enemies like China and North Korea. If we love America, we must defend it from foreign attack. While none of us want war, it is investment in the prevention of war and maintaining a strong military presence that gives us peace. Reagan was right. Peace through strength is what really works. And he's saying, finally, finishing up, today I salute our nuclear submarine commanders who patrol the world's oceans, sending a powerful message to all enemies of America messing with America has dire consequences. Well, we now have space weapons that are also equally dangerous. Love wins when democracy works. All through the campaign, Hillary Clinton and the corrupt criminal DNC, Department of Justice, all sought to thwart democracy and nullify the will of the people. Yeah, Loretta Lynch and co. The same effort was also echoed by CNN, MSC, and the usual gang, most of the leftist media, which as of today has ceased to be a free press at all. To move America forward, we must go back to respecting democracy and defending open, free, fair elections and an unrivaled binding principle. One thing that really annoys me, considering I got involved in this organization in 2000, the Hanging Chads era, and considering how widely publicized that was, nothing was done in 16 years, and the Patriot Movement have done nothing about it either. I saw no push to correct the voting system in America, and this electoral college too, which is crap. It's different rules in different states, and they can deny the result and vote for who they like, and it's irreversible. That's my understanding of it. We had a brief discussion out of what Chris Ann Hall last week or so, and we only had half an hour, but we need an hour or two on that in the near future. And he's finally finishing up this article saying here, excuse me, we must pull together and get behind Trump's effort to drain the swamp and reform America's corrupt government. Now, our mission is to support Donald Trump against the malicious leftist attacks that are coming. Oh, yeah, they sure are. The angry, bigoted, intolerant left does not accept the will of the people. It does not accept the very principles of a representational republic. Well, he's mentioned the word republic. Heck, most people on the left don't even know what a republic is. Oh, he's got into it. Good. No, indeed they don't. We must now be prepared to go to bat for Donald Trump by halting the violence and riots of the left. We must lend Trump our support. Well, he's repeating himself. He's trying to repeat himself too much. Anyway, he's he's calling 2017 a year of great revolution for America, a combination of mass arrests and Clinton co-conspiracy as well. We'll see what happens when he appoints his FBI director. We'll see what happens there. But I'll give out the number again. Anybody listening to this spiel or going on with it, it's not about me, it's about the facts of this election and the vicious DNC and the media. If you have anything to add to this, in 800-313-9443, if you have anything to add to this long spiel I'm going through today, but I'm depending on very good writers here that are reporting very good stuff. And as they're saying here, the backlash is imminent. Prepare for real Americans to take their country back. The revolt in Washington is just getting started. The establishment is clueless, hopelessly corrupt, immeasurably incompetent. The media, the political elites, the criminal bankers, the idiotic academics, they have absolutely no clue about the size of the fervent backlash that's headed their way. No matter what happens between now and tomorrow night, the backlash against corrupt government has been launched. He's writing this on the 7th of November. The backlash against corrupt government has been launched. A stolen victory for Hillary Clinton will only further empower and backlash the states. Well, this is before the result came in. Washington, D.C. is run by unapologetic criminals. They have abandoned any real interest of the people and work only to enrich themselves. They rig elections, they rig the polls, they rig the news, they rig the education system to teach our children that independent thinking is not just wrong, but socially unacceptable. The PC culture of obedience, thought control, and language obedience is the leading edge of totalitarian society. Yeah, the Pavlovian system of training a dog, that's what Common Core is, dog training. The FBI has now decided that Hillary Clinton is above the law. She and others like her have been handed absolute immunity against all crimes. Well, what he's saying is that this Obama is going to give her a pardon, most likely. But even as she runs the largest and most destructive political racketeering scheme in U.S. history, absolutely, the Department of Justice blocks all requests for grand juries and search warrants covering up. Well, until we put a new one in, replacing this criminal cabal, the leftist media has become an accomplice to the crimes of the Clintons. Totally, 100%. The leftist media, for their part, have become accomplices in the criminal Obama-Clinton regime, deliberately refusing to air WikiLeaks bombshells that exposed the stunning complicity of John Podesta, Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, and Loretta Lynch. What a bunch they are. Five wonderful people. Right now, the mainstream media is, by any reasonable objective assessment, a complicit cabal of criminal accomplices. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. But anyway, I'll give people a break. We have a caller, Dave in Nevada. Have we got Dave there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
Just
a few comments. Huma Abedin, I heard what you were saying about her, and I absolutely agree. People have to find out how this person even got into our government at all. How did she even enter into the State Department or working with Hillary?
Sure,
it's amazing to me that people don't know, still don't know who this person is, and she was such a central figure in the Hillary campaign.
Oh yeah, it's a direct reflection of the media working in compliance and conniving with them together. You'd expect that in the old Soviet Union, or in what I call a Honecker's Germany, or somewhere like that, or in North Korea. But it's shocking to see it in America. That's for sure.
Well, all the communists came here, I guess. I guess they needed somewhere to go, so they come to the United States.
They picked up the virus, put it that way, because it's in the education system, the universities, and the media, and it's literally people not being able to discern what's going on. Wouldn't you say that's the basic core problem? People have lost their marbles, and it's plus all this electronic smog, that's not helping either. And vaccinations,
right.
GMO foods, it's dumbing people down on a colossal scale.
Yeah, it makes it very difficult to sift through all the information because a lot of it's very confusing. But another point in relation to Huma is that before I even heard about Huma, I actually got a book off Amazon.com. It was an e-book. And the title of the book was called The Muslim Brotherhood in the Obama Administration. Now, on the cover of this book was a picture of Huma whispering into Hillary's ear.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a very long tome, but there was a group of people, like a core group of people, maybe 10 to 20, and they ran down the names of it. It was in my Amazon list of books, I guess, when I downloaded it, and now it's gone. It's completely disappeared.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I'll just point out something. Amazon, Mr. Bezos, if it's a very controversial book attacking the government, what they'll do is they'll put it in the out-of-stock position 75% of the time, or they just might pull it. That's a regular appearance. That's a regular characteristic. Okay, anything else on that, yeah?
No, that's basically what I wanted to talk about today. But thank you for taking my call.
No, but thank you for that. That's exactly what has appeared. Okay, I'll talk to you sometime again. We have another caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn. Oh, wait, okay, Glenn dropped. Okay, so I was rushing to take that call. Okay, he may call back in again. Okay, anyway, we're coming up to the first break in the second hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in again, and I hear Glenn has called back in from Philadelphia. Are you there, Glenn?
Yes, I am. PJ, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah, tell us what it's looking like from Philadelphia.
Oh, it's a lovely sunny fall day here. We've had a little bit in the way of the protests lately. I myself am getting ready to participate. I've got my cardboard sign all made up, and I'm going to go out and let the world know that Petro Poroshenko is not my president.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, that was Joe Biden and the gang and the neocons who overturned Ukraine.
And
it'll be interesting what of the many things that Putin and Trump can talk about. I hope they'll speak the truth about that.
I figure if the Hispanics can make signs that say that a president who isn't their president isn't their president, I can do the same thing.
Indeed. But
their president. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the Philadelphia papers, like the 2 or 3 days after the election, what way did they treat the result?
You know what? I'm sorry to say that I'm not a subscriber. I haven't subscribed to a paper in quite a long time. Our local media tends to be a little more even-handed and fair. I'm sure they're slanted, but like our local newscasts for ABC, NBC, and CBS, are more regionally focused, and when they address national or international stories, they tend not to bring the horribly slanted agenda to it like the national programs do. Mm-hmm, so that's a good thing in general. I'm very much a daily gadfly on Republic and talk radio. I'm consequently, but on Saturdays and weekends, I think, I find myself doing other things. But of late, I've had an opportunity to tune in and heard you a few times. Just like to let you know, love your accent, love your temperament, your even-handed approach to things, your ability to address highly charged topics in an unflappable manner, in a non-hyped manner.
Well, I try not to
totally
swear.
Serious. No, I'm totally serious. I mean, and given that the United States and the United Kingdom are two nations separated by a common language, I also appreciate your better command of the English language than many of us.
No, I'm separated by chronic hoarseness. My voice fails regularly. That's why I have to have a herbal tea here, because I had strep throat as a child. But no, this is a total accident that I got doing this. I used to write stuff and send it to John Stapmiller, and then for some reason he cornered me into this. But what else from Philadelphia? Is there much carry on of these young, childish children demonstrating there? Yeah.
We've had some, some protests and stuff. But to my knowledge, I don't think it's been terribly violent. I think most of the violence, is related to regular crime. I'm not aware of any travesties of people being dragged from cars or little old ladies in wheelchairs being attacked or anything sensational like that.
Well, it probably means the George Soros money mustn't have reached Philadelphia, because most of them were paid or subsidized in some way.
Oh.
Like there's these coaches that were hired to take rioters to cities. I mean, what is the FBI and the police doing about that?
Exactly. Just to get a little insight as to why I'm not too blunt. I mean, I'm a pretty busy guy. I'm a late middle-aged guy. I work as a registered nurse, and I'm exceedingly busy. I'm at work quite a lot, and I probably am much more aware of international events as a result of being a bit of an international news junkie and talk radio person. But I have to confess to being a bit, as too many Americans are, a bit woefully inadequately aware of what's going on in my region, unless there's something really pressingly, something really terribly wrong. As long as our you can sort of tell by the traffic reports if the people in the major arteries are commuting into work, as the highways are all working okay, and things are going on a day in day out basis, everybody's satisficing. We don't seem to have any particular travesties erupting at the moment.
Okay, well, last question to ask you. When you talk to people at work, what's their reaction to Trump being elected?
People are avoiding it a bit. Are avoiding it
really?
Because they don't want to be. They don't want to become embroiled in the controversy.
See.
I'm sure they. I'll wait for the break.
Okay. I'll talk to you after the break. Yeah. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okie dokie, we're coming back in again. That did seem like a long break, but anyway, Glenn, you're still there, yeah?
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, I do have a specific answer to the question you were asking before, and there's a general principle that I see in the region and their personal aspects that I can bring to this. And that is, generally, just as we saw right before the election, it was people were speculating that there was a huge sort of quiet groundswell support for Trump. But because of the controversy and because of the violence and the protests and the passion, people weren't speaking out. We saw these instances where people would put up Trump fence yard signs and people would steal them and drive over them and things like that. We even saw people that electrified the signs and things like that. People aren't wearing shirts. People aren't putting on bumper stickers because we're now in an age where the ethic of the society is so badly eroded that people will vandalize the cars of people who disagree with them. I would suggest that phenomenon is still there. That there is very much an undercurrent, a groundswell of people who are bled about what is happening and taking a wait-and-see attitude hoping that Trump doesn't affiliate with previous neocon fascist element, and that can, you know, sort of give us a paleo-conservative Republican administration.
Well, they were using the phrase the quiet or shy supporters. But tell me this, Philadelphia, the two main candidates would have held rallies there. What kind of coverage do they get in the TV or the newspapers? The Trump's rallies were enormous, but what, did you, were you able to say what kind of coverage they got?
Actually, I'm not, and I'm embarrassed to say so, but it's true. Unfortunately, I'm a very much a sleep deprived person. The reason I listen to talk radio is I'm able to do so when I'm busy with my hands. I'm able to put on my Bluetooth and my phone and listen to streaming radio. You know, listen to Republic and talk radio. But I'm literally, you know, either at work, going to or from work, so I am a bit ignorant on that in that regard. I'm sorry. I wish I were more informed on the local.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But it is going to be interesting to see what happens from here on in. But there's a lot on the agenda. The only thing I know, Trump, his first 100 days commitments was 30 major points. That came out very late in the campaign, but it's outstanding if he implements it, I can tell you, it really will, and goes after all these situations. So I'm just nervous about who he may appoint as in the financial areas, because somebody, probably propaganda, well, the media was saying that Jamie Dimon, one of the biggest financial...
Oh, dear God, save us all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, I think that has died away. That would be disaster. I hope Trump can see through that, because although he's been moving in those financial circles, you know, borrowing big money for his enterprises in New York, but he has to bring in somebody totally clean into that area, or we'll all be doomed, I tell you. But that's my worry.
I think some of what he may be doing may be akin to the notion of keeping your friends close and your enemies closer.
In that regard, yeah, stay on that point, where he's going to talk to, what do you call him, the guy who ran for president last year, Mormon guy, what
Romney,
do you call him?
Mitt Romney.
What the hell is he doing talking to Romney? Romney is a divisive character, and he's basically an asset stripper. That's what he was in business.
Mitt Romney literally is the George Clooney character from Pretty Woman. He is that type of executive asset stripper. And you have the book when Mitt Romney came to town and the damage that he's done in his business dealings.
Clooney, who is a dyed-in-the-wool Hillary Clinton supporter, and he thinks he's so informed, but Clooney and Meryl Streep up there pitching with Hollywood, they're such morons. I mean, they're such morons. What I call the sewage of Hollywood supporting Hillary Clinton. That's just shocking. But the setback they've suffered now is just unbelievable. It's very good to watch. But very good, very good. But... As for myself,
it's interesting. People have to pick the atmosphere is so sensitive that people have to pick their battles very carefully as to when they promote Trump or engage socially. Specifically, I'm a registered nurse. I do private duty home care. I work for an agency. Okay, as a nurse, I'm pledged to render care to people without regard to race, creed, color, gender, political philosophy. Consequently, you don't say much about these things in the work environment, and even certainly in the patient homes and or in the office. So it's very much it's not a matter of cowardice. It's a matter of being judicious and realizing that sometimes discretion is the better part of valor.
Sure. Well, that's a stressful job. I know people doing that jobs here. That's an ongoing stressful job. Very good, very good. So you're doing real work. You're a real person doing real work, so you can be proud of that.
Indeed, sir. And as a man in his late 50s, I am very grateful to be able to do that.
Very good.
That's hurting. Take care, PJ. Thank you.
Okay, we'll call again. We'll talk to you sometime soon. Okay, thank you very much for that. Very good. The fight goes, the aftermath is nearly as big as the election campaign. I can't help but just cover it here. The spewing out of hate from the media and these lefty liberals, and especially this horrendous state of California and what I read out there about teachers developing this agenda, which is none of their business. It's just shocking. This article, well, it was written before the election, the current one I'm on, if Clinton wins this, that, and the other. But the other thing I have to mention is, just to keep this all together here, the role of this guy, George Soros. This is the guy who, with billions of dollars on behalf of the neocons, an official job he did on behalf of the Rothschilds and the neocons, went in and funded every other disruptive element in Ukraine to overthrow a government there. And I don't know how Putin has shown such restraint but not going in and taking Ukraine back. There's no way should Ukraine ever join NATO, and no way should it ever join the European Union. Well, the European Union is going to break up anyway. Been 25 years of my life involved in that, and the Keep the Pound campaign and Brexit. But and Farage was this thing on RBN where Farage is lacerating the European Union. There's a spoof story put out, and Michael Rivero, well, he got it slightly wrong, but he gets 90% of everything right. Farage put out this spoof story that Trump was going to appoint him British ambassador or American ambassador to the European Union. Well, that was just to annoy Theresa May and the European Union. He still has a massive platform as the leader of the UK Independence Party in the European Parliament. That's his base, and he has an enormous opportunity now. There's two major elections coming up next year. Both the French and the German presidential elections coming up. The French one is in April, and he will not win, but it'll probably be between Alain Juppé and Marine Le Pen. But they have what they call, if you don't win outright, there's a runoff a week later, and it'll probably be Juppé that'll win in France. But this left-wing, hardcore communist Holland won't be there. And in Germany, although the polls are not showing it, Merkel will surely be replaced. But again, the Germans are still taking this crap, as the Swedes are, the invasion of their countries by 1.5-2 million immigrants who are totally unsuitable. And on and on and on it goes. But the European Union is going to have to deal with all that. And Britain then will get going negotiating the Brexit. But it's in the courts now. There's been a case taken in the UK by two appalling creatures who the government got wrong-footed, but it still won't derail Brexit that much. But also the Scottish Nationalists are taking a case that they want to be included in the negotiations, which they probably will. But Britain will still leave the European Union, but it'll get very, very nasty and very vicious. As Europe suffers more and more problems, the European Union is going to demand more and more from Britain. And the rumour now is they're going to demand £50 billion as a settlement fee to leave as well. So it's going to get very, very nasty here in Britain. But with a bit of luck, within 2 years, the euro will be broken up, because four countries have to leave it as soon as possible. They should have left it 5 years ago. Spain, Portugal, Italy and Greece have to leave the euro if they are to survive. That has to be, but it's going to die a death anyway. And the sharper people in Eastern Europe, the Hungarians and the Czechs, are deciding their own rules on borders. They're closing their borders and putting the military on it. And I forget the guy's name, the Hungarian guy. He had a win in a referendum recently, and in December now there's a referendum in Italy on the fundamentals of a constitutional matter. I forget what it is, and it'll affect whether Italy stays in the European Union or not. And then, just to add another mega, mega point, the Italian banks are completely and totally and catastrophically bankrupt and bust, as is one major German bank. The Deutsche Bank has something like $65 or $70 trillion of derivatives hanging out of it. And this woman, Angela Merkel, strolling around, everything was just hunky-dory. So there's some unreal and surreal situations out there that are just hard to grasp what's going on. And we're living in a real world at all. They're all a dream. But just this thing of Soros, and it says here, why don't we hear about Soros ties to over 30 major news organizations? This is some creature, this guy. When liberal investor George Soros gave $1.8 million to the National Public Radio, it became part of the firestorm controversy that jeopardized NPR's federal funding. But that gift only hints at the widespread influence the controversial billionaire has on the mainstream media. Soros, who spent $27 million trying to defeat President Bush in 2004, has ties to more than 30 mainstream media outlets. Well, he's a hardcore lefty Jewish communist. That's what he is. And he's so proud of it. And there's an interview with him from 25 years ago where he states, it was a CBS interview, I think, it's up on YouTube this week, where he states he doesn't give a damn about the social consequences, what he does. He is about destroying sovereignty and national identity. That's what he's about. And I don't know, Putin has issued an international arrest warrant for him, and I think it's the first thing Trump should do when he gets into power. But the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, NBC, ABC, all connected to Soros. And the prominent journalists like ABC's she's on CNN. Christiana Annapour, the former Washington Post editor and now vice president of Len Downey, serve on boards of operations that take George Soros cash. I say, Annapour, she is some piece of work. The bigoted questions she puts around. This despite the Society of Professional Journalists ethical code stating avoid all conflicts, real or perceived. I don't know who they are. This information is part of an upcoming report by the Media Research Center Business and Media Institute, another mouthful, which has been looking into George Soros and his influence. Looking into him, they should have had him at the point of a gun. The Institute, the investigative reporting startup, I'm getting into really pedantic language here. He was writing this article. There's no name on this article, even though it's from Natural News. But I'll go on to a second article about Soros. So Soros-funded left-wing terrorists plotting to sabotage Trump and overthrow the Republic. Dave Hodges releases urgent interview with Mike Adams. Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show interviewed me a few days ago about how the radical violent left plans to destroy the coming Trump administration and overthrow the Republic to put their own criminal cronies in power. The video available this YouTube link is nearly 1 hour discussion of the tricks and tactics that will be invoked by the criminal left. Clinton, Obama, George Soros, John Podesta to try and nullify the outcome. Podesta said when Hillary Clinton didn't show up to give her secession speech, he said, "We're not finished yet." That's what he went over there to say to the team. "We're not finished yet." I dare say they're not. The discussion covers the truth. This is the interview Mike Adams did on radio. The discussion covers the truth of how Hillary Clinton had planned to arrest, silence, or execute all the conservatives in the media, silence or execute, in order to eliminate opposition and create one-party state run as a totalitarian leftist regime. But alternative media truth overcame the lies of the mainstream media, and the people marched to the ballot box to end the Clinton nightmare for America once and for all. And it's a Soros now funding left-wing terrorist group that seek to overthrow the government. It says now international anarchist terrorist money man George Soros is funding domestic terrorism organization like MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, to try and stage a leftist uprising, and they hope will result in the mass murder of white people and the conservatives. The ultimate goal is to march on Washington and overthrow the legitimate government. But as I explained in this interview, the activation of the Second Amendment will stop them in their tracks. And we hope they will. Listen to this stunning interview to learn why the American patriots are prepared to defend the Republic. Well, it's quite a long article. I'm referring to videos here, which we can't show on the radio program. But that's the same article again. But the other thing about this thing of seeking out the truth, alternatives to Google, because they had special programs throughout the election and are now continuing on to phase two. They were protecting Hillary Clinton and filtering out all the crime evidence against her, and now they are trying to specifically blot out the alternative media. It's built in. It's I called out the name a few weeks ago, but as a radical anti-free speech, as the radical anti-free speech left has declared an all-out war on independent media, people everywhere are waking up to a new search engine that Mike Adams has put out. Good Goper, GOOPHER, goodgoper.com, as an alternative search engine for independent news and information. This site, goodgoper.com, which I created and launched over a year ago, indexes all the independent media websites that are now being targeted by radical left-wing totalitarians who despise America and want to silence the free press. A left-wing hate professor named Melissa Zimdar, Z-I-M-D-R, Zimdars, of Merrimack College, a discredited institution reviled by its own students, is among the many totalitarians on the left who are right now trying to silence conservative independent websites like Breitbart, InfoWars, and NaturalNews.com, and the likes of RBN and Michael Rivero and people like that. The totalitarian left, which systematically traffics a false information, rigged news stories, and highly deceptive social engineering tactics discussed as news, decided recently to label all independent news websites as fake news. The nerve of these people. The only real news they claim comes from the organizations like CNN, oh good lord, Lies and Deceit, a group of unethical prostitutes who abandoned journalism long ago. This is CNN, to push the election of Hillary Clinton, an international war criminal who sold out the USA uranium supply to Russia. Anyway, we're coming up to the last break. We should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And we'll finish up today with some good news. How about that? Some really good news. The TPP is dead. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, it looks like it's dead and going to be killed off completely. The most despicable so-called, not a trade deal, it's about destroying sovereignty countries and turning us all into slaves by getting rid of courts and putting multinational corporations in charge of everything. But the TPP is dead, and even this character, we don't trust, Paul Ryan, and those Obama tried to sneak it through, but it's dead. And before that, the TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, that has collapsed there a few months ago in Europe, so that's dead as well. So this is outstanding good news, and there's no way it'll be revived. So just read a brief piece on this. Republican Democrats can agree on one thing, that the election of Donald Trump represents the final nail in the coffin of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. The controversial trade agreement was already on life support in the months leading up to the November election, with opposition mounting on both sides of the aisle and becoming stronger among Republicans as Trump's election campaign gained momentum. And this is a piece from the Washington Post, which you believe, you couldn't tell the truth by accident. The deal never had much of a following among congressional Democrats to begin with. Only 28 out of 188 Democrats supported it, and only 13 of 44 Senate Democrats supporting granting Obama the authority to negotiate the finalized deal last year. And Trump's rise has decimated support for free trade among Republicans. A former U.S. Trade Representative, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, said he would oppose the TPP as he campaigned for re-election this year. And it goes on to say, there is no way to fix the TPP. We need bilateral trade deals. We do not need to enter into another massive international agreement that ties us up and binds us down, ties us in knots. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a piece of work, was quoted as saying that there is no chance the deal would be passed during the remainder of the Obama term. Well, it won't be passed now. And that it will be up to Trump to decide whether any new trade deals will be pursued after the inauguration. I think the president-elect made it pretty clear that he was not in favor of the current agreement. That's pretty clear. House Speaker Paul Ryan has also confirmed that the deal does not have enough GOP support to get it past the House. Trump's win has effectively dashed any hopes of Obama's part to pass the deal he believes was crucial to strengthening U.S. influence in Asia while stimulating the American economy, destroying the American economy. The demise of TPP is good news for America, but there has been strong opposition to the deal from the beginning. Critics see the TPP as a threat on many levels. If passed, the deal would have been the largest trade agreement in history. Well, it's not a trade deal as such, and one that would have affected 790 million people. Well, it was the final takeover by the multinationals. The TPP would also have accounted for 40% of the world's economy, but its provisions were hammered out in secret. Yeah, we know that. What is clear, however, is that it would have favored the interests of big corporations and not those of the people. For example, Big Pharma would have benefited from patent protection provisions that would enable them to delay cheaper genetic versions of their drugs. But anyway, we'll follow this up next week. When we come to the end of today, we've run out of time. Well, we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
balance of nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.